Shakespeare once allowed Juliet to ask, "What's in a name?" We'll discover through this series that names matter. Welcome to our Advent edition of Crosstalk. Here's Jeremy Ashley.
Hey, thanks, Pastor Brian, for pushing back your second nap today to do my introduction. Sleep well, my friend. Our devotion today is based on the reading from John chapter 8, verses 48 through 49. The Jews answered him, "Aren't we right in saying that you are a Samaritan and demon-possessed?" "I am not possessed by a demon," said Jesus, "but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. I am not seeking glory for myself, but there is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Very truly, I tell you, whoever obeys my word will never see death." At this they exclaimed, "Now we know you're a demon-possessed. Abraham died, and so did the prophets, yet you say that whoever obeys your word will never taste death? Are you greater than our father Abraham? He died, and so did the prophets. Who do you think you are?" Jesus replied, "If I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. My Father, whom you claim is your God, is the one who glorifies me. Though you do not know him, I know him. If I said I did not, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him and obey his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad." "You are not yet 50 years old, they said to him, "and you have seen Abraham?" "Very truly I tell you," Jesus answered, "before Abraham was born, I am." At this they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. Is it bad that I always chuckle a bit when I read this section? This is certainly a great example of how Jesus isn't the warm and fuzzy, timid Savior we like to think he always is. He stands his ground, he speaks the truth, he tells it as it is. All I know is if I would have been there, I would have given him a little fist bump after this little exchange. Have you ever said anything that someone else didn't like? Sure you have, we all have. But I don't think I've ever said something that caused people to find rocks to throw at me. Well, at least I've never been hit by a rock. Anyway, these folks were angry. But why? Well, first Jesus starts talking about Abraham, whom is held in very high regard as the father of all nations, not a name to be thrown around. When Jesus says in verse 49, "Whoever obeys my word will never see death," the Jews are up in arms because they know their beloved father Abraham did die, and he was just the bee's knees in their book. So they begin to get a bit agitated with Jesus. "Who do you think you are, saying that people won't die even though our beloved Abraham did?" Then in verse 56, Jesus says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad." Oh man. At this point, the Jews are just mocking Jesus. "You're not yet 50 years old, they said to him, "and you have seen Abraham?" Then Jesus drops the bomb. "Before Abraham was born, I am." Now, if this would happen today, at this point, somebody in the crowd would have said, "Oh snap." The Jews are really angry now and are starting to pick up stones to throw at Jesus. We have to understand that when Jesus refers to himself as I am, it is not the same thing as saying, "I am he," or "I am the one." He truly is saying, "I am," period. Does that sound familiar? It should. Let's flip way back in our Bibles to Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, where it says, "Moses said to God, 'Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, "The God of your fathers has sent me to you." And they ask me, 'What is his name? What should I tell them?'" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" So why were the Jews who were talking to Jesus so outraged? Because Jesus just used the name of God, which is not to be spoken, and he simply claimed to be God, the same God we hear from in Exodus, the one true God. These are bold claims. What does this mean for us? Well, it means Jesus is the same God that has always been, along with the Holy Spirit and the Father. It means this Jesus, who walked the earth 2,000 years ago, really is the Son of God. He is the promised Savior. He is I Am. I must say, I just love this name for Jesus. It's just so to the point. You can't whittle down a name for God any more than that. It's absolute. It is spoken in the present tense and communicates who he is in a special way. He was I Am in the beginning, he is I Am now, and he will be I Am forever. Yeah, I know. It just kind of makes your head hurt, doesn't it? You're welcome. As we prepare our hearts for Christmas, let's find joy in knowing that the baby born in Bethlehem is I Am. He is the Jesus present in Genesis 1:1, the Jesus born in a stable, and the Jesus that was nailed to the cross, rose again, and conquered death for us. Over the next week, think about the name I Am. What does it mean to you to hear that your God is I Am? What does that tell you about who he was in the beginning and is now? What does that name for God tell you about the other false gods in people's lives today? And finally, who in your life needs to know more about I Am? What one thing can you do to help them know the love, grace, and mercy of I Am this Christmas season? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are the one true God. You, along with Jesus and the Holy Spirit, were here in the beginning, are with us now, and will be with us forever. Thank you for the ultimate sacrifice you provided so that we wouldn't be forever separated from you. God, we look forward to the day we get to see you face to face because of what Jesus has done. In your holy name, amen.